Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome. Hey, hey.
You're listening to the Richter Scale. I'm Jason Richter. With me as always,
Dustin Burford.
Yes, sir, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are a program, and you are listening, and thank you for doing so. So anyway, check us out on the socials. I'm going to get that out of the way up front so we don't have to talk about it later. TRSpodcast.com, TRSpodcast1 on Twitter, the Richter Scale Podcast on IG. That's short for Instagram, kids, because we're cool like that. Go follow us, rate us, review us, subscribe, complain, send your complaints to Freddie.
Yeah.
He loves listening to complaints. I did hear something that, I guess we were talking about alt-right stuff, and somebody made a comment that we were being naive about it or something. I was like, well, I don't know what it's about. Angry.
Right. Yeah, no,
I don't know shit about
it.
I'm not part of it. I don't know what it is. I don't care. A bunch of pissed off white people drinking natty ice. I have no idea. Oh, that's going to make it worse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Good job.
Anyway, today's episode, actually, I wanted to start off with body modifications, which is a really popular thing right now. Do you have any mods, Dustin?
No, I don't. This is all natural, baby.
No ear stretching or...
No, I did...
branding or anything?
In high school, I pierced my ears and, you know, started gauging it, and then I realized that's stupid looking.
It's idiotic.
At least for me. It didn't look good on me.
There's a whole generation of kids that did this. Like, they stretched their earlobes out, and they've done this. And there's all these weird health consequences as a result of doing this.
Well, have you ever seen them after they heal back?
I know.
Which is not really healed.
They have to have that skin cut
just looks,
off.
It looks like you were maybe boxing for a few years. You
got cauliflower ear.
Yeah. It looks kind of messed up. But.
Well, there's a new trend in body mods, and that is called conching. And that's apparently where you take the ear out, the inner lobe.
The cochlea. Yeah, okay.
They remove it, and apparently it doesn't cause...
So you can't hear anymore?
It doesn't cause any change in your hearing. I have really high skepticability about
that. Yeah.
But it's the what did you call it? The
cochlea?
Cochlea.
Right.
They take that little piece right there at the wall.
There's
out.
There's cochlear implants to help you hear.
Right.
You know, if you've... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably called a conch or something.
I think it is called a conch.
That's on the outside of the ear. Not on the inside.
I'm showing Dustin a picture of this for the first time. So that's with...
Ooh, oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's horrible.
Go look that up. And
yeah, it's on Allure.com. If you go to Allure.com, there's a story about a man who... The headline is, a man had part of his ear cut out in a controversial conch removal procedure.
Okay. Or maybe it's conch, like conch shell. I don't know.
Conch?
So it's basically piercing
the middle of your ear. Yeah, the middle. You know,
but
of,
it's
like,
already gauged. They stamp it out or something.
Yeah, they
or
just
what?
Pop that little piece of skin out.
Wouldn't that affect your hearing? I mean, your ear is.
They
shaped,
say it doesn't.
Your ear is shaped like that for a reason, to catch, you know, sounds.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
having to spend a lifetime going like this now?
Yeah, what were you saying?
Well, sorry, what were you saying? I cut my conch out or conch or whatever the hell it's called. I don't understand.
It looks
understand.
Really cool though, huh? No,
but,
it,
you know,
it looks like something's wrong with you. Right?
Like, you're got a
it's
issue.
It's body mutilation. It's not altering anything.
But, I mean, technically, body modification is mutilation.
Mutilation. Yeah.
And some people, you know, I don't die on a sword over this issue. I mean, if you want to mod your body, it's your body.
Yeah,
you
whatever,
do whatever you want
it.
To it.
Yeah. But if you think that looks cool, then by all means,
but if you're going to get pissed that people are going to stare and make assumptions about you, like, where are you employed?
Like, what happened to you?
Why are you so damaged as a person? Like, that's on you.
Yeah, right.
Okay? You're going to have
to live
with that.
You're the one that has to explain that for the rest of your life.
I popped my conch out of my head because I thought it was cool at the time.
I'm pretty sure you can't pop that back in either.
No.
Yeah.
That looks like a permanent decision.
That's for life.
That's like a tattoo, which I guess isn't permanent anymore. You can have them removed.
You can get them lasered off, I guess.
Which is apparently very, very painful.
And incredibly time-consuming.
And expensive.
Yeah. And very expensive.
So I think you gotta make these decisions and you gotta live with it. Yeah.
You have to commit.
What else? I don't know. Would you cut? Like, I saw a guy with his nostrils, the tops of his nostrils cut out. I've seen, like, eyelids, like, holes in the eyelids with, like,
that seems
rings through
really
it.
Really messed up.
Dude, I don't understand. Or people that, like, tattoo their eyeballs now. Have you seen that shit?
It
was like a prison
eyelids?
Thing. No, their eyeballs. Oh. The balls of their eyes.
No, wow, I'm learning so much today.
They do it in prison. They take, like, ink and they heat
Sounds
it up
like
and melt
thing.
It down. It started in jail.
Yeah.
And they.
So did toilet wine, but we don't do that.
Pruno. That's the proper name for it, where they mix a bunch of like packets of like ketchup and raw, you know, egg, yeah, whatever they got around,
they can ferment, yeah,
in a toilet, and then it turns into booze from the sugars, and then they get blotto on that, and then have to get extracted apparently from there because they get angry.
I don't know. There's a lot of things, like the one where it's like the upper lip. Ew, piercing thing, yeah, like inside, which I don't know. It's like they smile and it's like, oh, what's, you got something in your teeth? Oh, no, there's nothing in your teeth.
You did it intentionally.
There's a piece of metal there.
Yeah, yeah, or people that do their teeth, you know, they sharpen their teeth. Oh, that looks effing painful.
That can't be good for you either.
And then how do you eat without breaking the tips of the...
You got extra sharp teeth now, so...
It doesn't, none of this math adds up for me, man. It just doesn't add up. Would you do any... Do you have any tattoos or anything?
No.
Have anything like that?
I wouldn't mind getting a tattoo. I think I'd probably love it, but I can't commit to something.
Right.
I've thrown some ideas around for a while, but, you know, I'm like, I really need to... I'm going to have this for life.
I just feel like at this point...
I need to commit to it.
It's a lot of pain, and I don't have... There's nothing that I feel like I would... Like, I got to have on my body to show who I am.
Yeah, not really.
But some people really enjoy this. Some people really... Like, it's a pain, like a reward thing. Like,
right.
It's a...
I mean, apparently, from what I heard, once you get a tattoo, it's very addicting, and you just want to keep getting more until your entire body's covered.
You get an endorphin rush.
Yeah.
You get, like, a little... You get a little high off of it, apparently, from the release of endorphins from the...
From pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like working out, I guess, in a sense, but... Without the,
I mean, when I got my ears pierced, I didn't want that pain again, so I didn't like start piercing other things.
You pierced both of them?
Both of them, yeah. I couldn't do the one.
Why?
I look like George Michael. Come on.
Why both?
Because that was the thing to do at the time.
When was this?
In high school.
What year?
And I did it because my girlfriend wanted me to.
Early 2000s? We're talking Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, around that time, yeah.
We're talking Limp Bizkit, Dustin?
Let's see, yeah, probably 99.
Did you do it all for the Nookie?
I'm going to guess, yeah, I did.
Right? Well, what other reason would you do that to your body?
And I left him in for a long time.
What's that called, a bray or a labray?
They're the bray.
Right, like at the base of your... I had one of those. That was like extreme as I went.
Hey, that's, you know, that's like the same, along the same
And now
lines.
I still have like a mark on my... freaking lower lip in the middle there. It's like a permanent like dent from doing that.
I have little holes still in my ears.
At least nobody can see that. It's not in your face.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I see it. I notice it.
Do you?
When I look at my ugly mug in the mirror.
And they told me that would happen too if I didn't like moisturize the skin and do all this stuff. And I thought,
scar tissue.
I'm going to have it forever because I'm a badass in a rock band. That lasted a long time. It's a stupid choice I made. But I didn't get my conch popped out of my head.
At least you tried. Yeah. But other than that, I haven't done anything weird to my body.
Well, this particular article that we're talking about, this guy did this. I think he's like the one of a few people that have actually done this, and it's become a new trend that they're starting to like offer. So I guess we're going to see people missing the back of their inner ear thing.
Yeah, they're just going to start cutting holes in all parts of the body.
Why?
You're less wind resistant?
Right.
I don't know.
You're more aerodynamic? There's a constant whistling noise. I mean, it's just a hole, okay, in the side of your head with no protection. And if you cut that thing out, my first thought is spiders.
It's going to get infected.
Spiders going in the hole.
Go in and lay their eggs
inside
of your ear.
You have no conch to protect the ear now from a potential invader.
Of spiders.
Spiders, earwigs. Creepy
moths, I don't know, whatever wants to burrow in there.
Fifth worst infestation in the country of bed bugs in Los Angeles. Bed bugs getting in there.
Yeah.
There's just stuff that can get in there.
It's asking for an infection, really.
Yeah, it is.
That's got to take some time to heal.
And a fair amount of ridicule.
You know?
Yeah. And a fair amount of ridicule. You bring it on yourself when you do stupid things like this. And then people go, I'm an individual. You should respect me. It's like, well, yeah, okay. I respect you. There's nothing to do with it. You still look like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, you can do what you want. It's your body. I just think it's a little extreme. It's a little strange.
Especially that, you know. It's like it's like cutting off a finger, you know, for art or something. It's like,
oh, there was a guy in Japan that literally had his penis removed and then served it to people, cooked it.
And, oh, I heard about that. That was a while back, right?
Yeah. He got the government to approve it. People had to buy a permit, right? He had to get a permit to, like, serve human flesh.
His own, yeah.
And it was all sanctioned, and people paid, like, I don't know, obscene amounts of money.
How much do you think your penis is worth, Richter?
I don't know, man.
It would have to be a lot of money.
To cut it off and serve it to somebody? Yeah, you'd have to pretty much—there's no amount of money. I'm sorry, I'm out on that one. There's no, I couldn't do it. Yeah. I just couldn't do it.
No, there's no way. I mean, it's an important part of my body. I don't want to get
extremely,
rid of it.
It's extremely, it's the most important part of your body, for crying out loud, arguably.
Yeah, it makes life.
You don't need a brain to get it on, man. You just need your get it on apparatus. You got to have your stick, man, shifter. It's a bad situation, people chopping stuff off and feeding it to each other. What the fuck, man? Come
on.
You know what? We're bored as a species. It's like, what can we do? That's just the most extreme fucked up thing.
Eat each other. That's kind of weird.
No. No eating each other.
Cannibalism, right?
There's the rule.
Do you feel like a cannibal after eating that guy's penis?
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to accept that you ate human flesh now. You're unclean.
Yeah. And you ate the worst part of the body.
I would imagine spongy, sinewy.
I don't know. Maybe it cooks well.
Oh, God, dude. I can't even go there mentally. It's so gnarly.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know if this is going to be something that catches on, hopefully, people chopping off their winkies and serving it for money.
I don't think that's going to catch on. That's a little extreme.
Mr. Winky! I personally like my wiener. I'd like keep it where it's at. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of wieners, they passed a free Willy bill in Canada. banning the capture and captivity of wildlife.
Whales or just wildlife in
general?
Maybe
wildlife in general, but I think in particular it was done. I have not read the full
article.
It's
not called the Free Willy
bill. It's literally called the Free Willy
bill. No way.
Swear to you.
Hell yeah.
So Free Willy was good, man.
Maybe you should take a trip up to Canada.
Canada?
Make an appearance.
I'm waiting for Trudeau to call me to congratulate. No, I'm kidding. No, you know who needs all the accolades and all of the adoration? It's Dick and Lauren Shuler Donner. Dick Donner, Lauren Shuler Donner. Keith Walker, who wrote the script.
Right.
Everybody who made that movie. Mark Marshall, Jenny Lutugin. You know, Penelope Foster,
all the behind the scenes,
Simon Windsor. Those are the people that deserve the accolades. They brought that whole thing together and made it happen. It was a passion project. I mean, particularly for Dick and Lauren and Jenny and Penelope.
Right.
And, but yeah, so 20 some odd years later, I guess Canada has passed this new
free
law
Willy.
And it's the Free Willy Bill. They called it the Free Willy Bill.
The Free Willy Bill.
So, you know, all those years later, the things you do reverberate in the world. So do good things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, Free Willy's, you know.
I mean, I was a part of the whole thing by random chance, but, you know, there were people behind it that really had a desire to do something for these animals, so.
I mean, Free Willy's always stuck around in my mind after I watched it, so.
Yeah, I mean, how can you forget the title?
Free Willy.
I think they went with that for a reason. I don't know that for a fact. I would have to ask somebody.
I don't know.
But they knew the sexual implication, the innuendo.
The whale's name is not Willy. It's, what's the name of the whale?
Keiko.
Yeah, Keiko. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So why Willy? I don't know.
I don't know either. Free Wilhelm? I don't know.
Wilhelm.
Face picking up talk. Welcome to the program.
But yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should take a little trip up there, you know, ride around in a parade. I don't know.
They want to fly me up.
Yeah.
I love Canada.
Speaking of Canada, we'll talk about sports.
The Raptors.
Raptors.
We can talk about that throughout.
Why not?
Two minutes left for this segment. But the Raptors win.
They win.
The impossible was possible.
First time in franchise history for them.
Time a Canadian team won, though, right?
I think Toronto had won in, you know, like the 50s or something.
Oh, okay.
So, fun fact. The first NBA game was played in Toronto in 1946.
Invented by a Canadian.
Yep.
The game itself.
And all backed by Canadian funding and all that. Guess who the teams were? Obviously Toronto Huskies at the time.
Okay.
Versus guess who?
The Raptors?
No, because they're
the Lakers?
They weren't there. Minnesota would be the Lakers, but no.
Minnesota Lakers? I was going to say the Minnesota Lakers.
It was the New York Knickerbockers.
The Knickerbockers!
The Knicks, as we
who
know
owns that?
Them
Jay-Z
now.
Owns that team now, right?
Probably.
Something like that.
But guess who won that game?
Who won?
The Knicks.
The Knicks beat
by 2 points.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's an American game.
The jump
all the way
shot
through.
Wasn't even around then. It was pretty, you know.
We took that game and made it ours.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. There's really only one Canada team, but I wouldn't be surprised after this championship that, you know, a couple pop up, one in Montreal, one in Vancouver, something like that, which used to have teams.
The entire population of Canada is the population of California.
Right, yeah.
And we have 4 teams in California.
Yeah.
We have the Lakers, the Clippers, Sacramento.
So you're saying they
Golden
need 4
State.
Teams?
They would need at least 3 or 4 teams, right?
It would be better to add an even number for, you know, playoff
purposes.
Things, yeah. Or unless they buy a team from the US.
I would love to have a championship where the United States has to face off against another actual country. And call it, and
now
then they can officially call it a world
now
cup.
Canada's threatening us, eh?
eh?
Oh, sorry, eh?
Sorry. Sorry's not going to cut it.
Sorry your Golden State Warriors didn't win, eh?
Yeah, they're taunting us now.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk more about the Raptors.
Got some other sports things. Yeah.
Got some more weird news for you, some other sports stuff, so stick around.
Send in the clouds.
Every time you hear the honking of a red nose, one of the tens of clowns in America suffering from starvation and exposure dies. After all of the mediocre joy and general disturbance they've given to us, can we idly sit by and do nothing? No. Consider making a generous donation to the American Clown Conservation Society today and end the suffering. Go to trspodcast.com/ACCS to learn more.
And hello and welcome back. So anyway, we're talking about the Raptors before the break, and they're the world champions of basketball.
World champions, champions.
we go all out here at the scale. We pay for all these effects. And
maybe I'll just put a big echo on the voice. You know,
echo.
Echo.
Hey, Alexa, play the Richter Scale podcast.
We have to do that every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
So anyway, they won. It's a big deal. It's Canada's team. We sort of stole from them.
Oh, Canada. Yeah.
So me, I know maybe there will be a Vancouver team in 5 years or 10 years. We were talking about this last night, and I feel like, yeah, it's popular, but we have so much disposable income in this country. That's why there's this industrial sports complex.
We pay the NBA players get the most money per, you know, for any sport.
I think besides golfers.
If you want to call it that.
No, I think golfers
make
more,
man. Well, as long as golfers win, but they're on their own, you know.
But they make a lot of freaking money.
If they win, yeah. They can win a lot.
Well, there's 10 names that we talk about.
But Kevin Durant's just going to sit on the bench for 20, maybe 30 million if he gets traded, and that's more than a golfer can make usually in a year.
He's not playing again, man.
No,
it's over. Did you see that injury?
Yeah, did you see Klay Thompson's injury?
It's horrible. Gross. The ACL, the torn ACL. That was a hell of a game, man. It was fought hard.
It was weird. Technical foul right at the end for calling a timeout, which they didn't have any.
Yeah.
But if they didn't do that, they wouldn't have the 0.9 seconds left to try, and then they fouled immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got one last shot off, and it still wouldn't have mattered if he got it. So
a little anticlimactic. I missed the game.
A weird. Yeah.
I just got home. I'd been out, and I had to watch the highlights. But that's a hell of a game.
It was a unique game, to say the least. Final game, yeah.
What is that? Unique?
Unique New York. Unique New York.
Unique New York. Anyway, so lots going on in sports. Also, Pebble Beach, man.
Yes.
U.S. Yeah. Open. Right? Correct? U.S. Open.
I think we should call this Dusty Sports Shorts.
It's Dusty Sports Shorts.
We were throwing that around last night. And every time I play sports, I'm wearing sports shorts.
Shorts for sports.
Shorts. Shorts.
I feel like technically, if you can't wear shorts and play it, it's not a real man sport.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to wear shorts and play football.
You should be able to play anything in sports shorts.
It's your balls.
It's your balls.
You can get them destroyed. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, so the finals. One thing about the NBA finals that was kind of funny. Toronto won all three games at Oracle that they played. Oracle Arena, which was their last Golden State game.
I heard
Oracle,
that Oracle's getting
tearing
torn
it down.
Yeah.
And they're moving across the bay to San Francisco.
Tearing her down.
So they won all three there, on the road, and lost two of three at Scotiabank Arena, which is theirs in Toronto.
Interesting.
Guess who was at these two games that they lost?
Drake.
Yep.
Drake was there.
It was the Drake curse.
So he wasn't at the last game last night.
He was at Scotiabank watching with everyone else in
Good.
Toronto. Yeah.
So he
otherwise they would have lost.
They would have lost. Yeah. He would have screwed up their mojo.
But another thing, US Open, Tiger, he's sort of making a run. He's five back right now, and they're probably playing right now as we speak.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he does today. Ricky Fowler's one back.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Justin Rose. Asshole Brit. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I love Justin Rose.
No,
I like.
He's a great player.
Who's the other one? Dustin Johnson, Koepka. Koepka's in the running right now, right?
I think so. It's all the heavy hitters at the top. You know, it was like McIlroy's in there and our favorite Northern Irishman.
Mickelson, is he in the running?
I don't know if
he make it in? Or?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens today, but
Tiger's
someone
in the
could
hunt,
make
though.
A run. Oh, yeah, he's trying, which would be his second major of the year.
I just don't see that happening.
No, it's not going to happen.
But, man, if it did,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be
unbelievable. I mean, talk about a comeback already. That would be amazing. But
yeah.
So another funny thing in sports, women's 2019 World Cup in France going on right now.
Oh, yeah. The women's team got chastised for apparently
for
being
– destroying Thailand.
13-0, but they
zero.
were being blackguards
they
about
say,
it.
It's 13-0.
13-0? Okay. Well, but they were like doing a lot of like they would score a goal and talk a lot of trash and be running
and
around.
Celebrate. And, like excessive celebration is what you'd call it in football.
What's wrong with excessive – why? What's the big deal?
I am totally cool with
Rub it.
Rub
it in.
Yeah.
We never win anything when it comes to this kind of stuff.
The thing is that it was Thailand's first World Cup, and we are the defending champs.
So salt in the wound is what we're
doing. A little bit,
yeah.
We've won, what, 3 out of 7? I think it's only been going on for seven times 4 years.
Okay.
Whatever.
So, but they got – I saw that. I didn't see the actual game, but I saw the post-game. People were kind of ripping on the Americans for being too celebratory
and
even, rubbing it in.
Even former players for the team were
– saying that?
Saying it was disgraceful.
Really?
Yeah. Hope Solo.
I'm on the wrong side of this. I thought, well, screw it, man. It's our girls. They're winning. Let them go crazy.
That's what I'm saying. It's okay. I mean, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe like the 10th, 11th, 12th goal. Don't. You
that's when you lean into it.
Yeah, that's when you really lean in. Stick your finger in the wound and dig it around.
Yeah. Stand in this water and put your finger in the light socket.
But I'm totally cool with that. Also, St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup. I don't really care about hockey.
I do, though. Man. My dad has been a lifelong...
Is he a Blues fan?
He's a lifelong Blueser, man. And he was
never
flipping
met
out.
A Blues fan.
He was flipping out. He was texting me like a 13-year-old girl.
Nice.
Oh, my God, we won! I can't believe we won! And you have to understand, my dad's like a 60-some-odd-year-old man who never texts under... It doesn't matter.
He just doesn't. He
doesn't
refuses.
Text. I pick up the phone. I call somebody. I have a conversation.
He's just
texting
like
doing crazy. It that way for 60 years. I'm not changing. He was texting me like a child. He was like 1,000 miles an hour.
It's like, I'm trying it out. It's fun.
Oh,
I like texting.
He was loving every moment of it. So, and I guess the Blues,
cool.
They had never won a Stanley Cup, right?
I don't think so. Yeah.
It was their first franchise
their first
win.
Too, yeah.
So there's a big
deal.
A lot of shakeups in the sports world.
It's funny. We're killing it at Canadian sports, and Canadians are killing it at American sports.
The world's
gone
topsy-turvy.
It's all backwards.
Cats and dogs are getting married. What's going on?
Is Canada going to become the U.S.?
It's
still
be
our funny little hat, but we love you up in Canada.
It's going to be the last standing superpower. You watch.
So,
all that land above them that's non-permeable right now, that they can't put people in.
It's going to start releasing gases.
I think in 100 years it's going to be livable land. That's my guess.
Yeah. So speaking of golf that we were just talking about a minute ago.
Goof.
There's this game show that I really, really want to try to be on. I think it starts, what is it, airs? It airs Thursday the 20th, so next Thursday.
What's it called?
It's called Holy Moly.
Oh, shit.
And it's extreme mini golf.
Yeah!
And,
I'm in.
It's Steph Curry, actually, who just lost last night for the Wars. He's the EP of it.
See, he should have been focusing on the game instead of mini golf. He'd have won that championship.
It's just he has mini golf running through his mind.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Holy That's what
moly.
He's concerned
but
with.
But it looks like pretty amazing. Like the mini golf challenges are extreme.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to try to sign up for it?
I might try to, yeah.
What kind of money are we talking about?
I have no idea, but I'm going to check this. You know, I'll watch a couple episodes and see what happens.
You can't bring this story and not tell me what the price points are.
But there's only like very few trailers.
There's money involved, right?
Yes,
you
of
win
course.
Something.
Yeah, yeah, there's
money.
Definitely money involved. Yes.
You win a new set of
And I'm sure it's like the
sticks.
Normal amount of money that you'd win on any other game show, probably between $10,000 and $100,000 or whatever. But it's hosted by Rob Riggle. It was always fun.
Yeah, I love Rob Riggle.
And Joe Tessitore, who's, you know, the Monday Night Football play-by-play guy. So it
but
should
Riggle,
be a
that
fun
last
time.
Name sounds like...
Rob Riggle.
Sounds
I've
like,
had the opportunity to work with him a couple times. He's a pretty cool dude.
Like a weird like sexual thing.
Riggle. Just wriggle in there.
Just wriggle it in. Sorry, Rob. You got a funny last name.
But I'm gonna check this out, and I might... try to make a run at doing the game.
By the way, me making fun of somebody's last name is the ultimate irony. Richter, rectum.
Richter, right,
it just you can just
Richter. Damn near killed her.
Tear it apart. Anyway, that's exciting. I hope it works out. If you do actually go on, we're gonna
works out. Me too.
Yeah, I hope it works out. I really do. Good luck for you. No, I'm teasing, Dusty. What I was going to tell you is that If you do it seriously, if you go for it, I'm going to be your caddy, man. I'm going to help you get sharp for this. I'm going
to
train with you.
I hope I get to have a caddy, yeah.
I'm going to require a 12-pack a day minimum to stay limber.
Yeah.
And, okay? And that's throughout the course of the day.
And we're probably going to hit
You crack it open at 7 a.m. You go till 7 p.m. You got to stay loose and limber. Okay? These are... It's
yeah,
a technique.
You got to space out that 12-pack during the day.
It's,
yeah,
we're not talking about excessive here.
Yeah.
We're talking about 2 in the morning to get your ship right,
yeah.
2 at lunch, you know, you train with it. It's a training, you know, when you get zonked on the field, do a little course
light.
Speaking
of going overboard, I played way too much golf yesterday, but it was a blast.
24 holes.
27
man.
Holes.
Jeez.
But, you know, it was just an executive
you
at
did
a par 3. But
front 9, back 9, plus the executive.
Plus the executive, yes. I felt like an executive.
Well, fancy pants.
You know, it's just, it's my lunch.
Look at me, America, my disposable income. This expensive-ass game. No, I would play more, but I have to watch my wallet.
Yeah. That's why I do it during the week, because it's a little cheaper.
It is.
You know.
And it's, you know what, but what you're trading off is a good bout of exercise.
I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, so I take that money and I dump it into golf.
That's smart.
That's my new addiction.
That's your new addiction, man. And, you know, the gym is the same thing, right? You're just trading one for the other.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're going to put your money somewhere. You might as well put it somewhere good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fun. I'm getting better.
Speaking of money, this guy.
I like money.
This guy, my story went blank on me, of course, right when I wanted to tell it because I found the transition. Man rescued after 2 days at bottom of mine shaft was searching for gold.
He was looking for gold.
He was looking for gold in all the wrong places.
Where was this?
Arizona. So he's searching for gold when he
Damn,
fell into a 100-foot deep mine shaft in a remote desert area, sparking an hours-long rescue mission. He's 60 years old, this guy.
I found it. I found the mine.
He was 50 feet down screaming for help when they found him. He could have been dead, man.
How long was he down there?
Hours.
Oh, okay. Well, it wasn't like days at least, but...
Maybe.
I wonder if he found any gold.
I don't know. It doesn't...
I mean, he got to the bottom of it.
I misspoke. He'd been down there for a couple of days.
I figured a couple of days. That would make it more interesting.
Yeah. I guess a passerby, a guy, he was on some guy's property... And the guy heard him, so he came out looking for this screaming voice and found him down in the shaft.
Got another one in the mine shaft.
Yeah, exactly. Got another fly in the fly in the web.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Jeb from Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Another fly in the web. Anyway, so this guy's, you know, doing his routine checks of his property, and he hears a screaming voice. He goes out to the mine shaft, realizes there's a guy down there. So he lowered some water to this gentleman who's very lucky after 2 days
and
or whatever.
Like bust his leg or something? Or I'm sure it's
banged.
That's a long
50
drop.
Feet?
Yeah.
And that's not even the full distance.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch was.
I mean, while he was down there, he might as well start picking at it and try to find some gold. You know,
pick your way out, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know, but people do crazy things for metal in the ground. But he, and then he was able to call, and they had to devise a whole thing to get this guy out of the shaft. It was a pretty big ordeal. But they got him out, but this guy was searching for money in all the wrong places.
Probably didn't find a lick of gold.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's a fruitless adventure. You don't come back with anything. I don't know. Would you go hunting for gold like that? I'd do it.
I've panned for gold before.
I wouldn't go alone.
Anything.
I wouldn't go alone.
I wouldn't go diving around in caves, spelunking as you might call it.
Not this time of year with the snakes.
No.
I get a bone to pick with one of my neighbors who let a baby snake go in the wilderness. They thought it was a good idea. I was like... Rattler. Baby Rattler.
Wait, let it go?
Let it go.
Like had it, caught
and
it or
caught
something?
Caught it and then quote-unquote relocated it.
Well, I mean, you know, snakes are animals too and their life and, you know, we shouldn't kill them, but...
It's kind of a complicated
issue. If it's in my
house,
I don't know, it's a little... If you got dogs around...
If it's in my house or close enough to my property... I might have to, unfortunately. It's not something I would take a lot of excitement in.
I mean, I've run over rattlesnakes before. And
accidentally,
and they're writhing, and so I come out and chop their head off with a shovel.
Damn.
Whatever, you
You're
know.
Savage.
That's what we did out in the wilderness.
You didn't try to rehabilitate it?
New
you didn't
Mexico.
Put it on life support and try to save it, Dustin?
No.
You insensitive asshole.
You get a car tire over your neck. There's no saving you.
Yeah, you're cooked. Yeah, the best thing you can do is have your head chopped off, buried upside down.
Yeah.
Insult to injury.
put the head on a spike, make sure the rest of them rattlers don't come around.
They get the message.
Yeah.
Vlad the Impaler lives here. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about. But yeah, getting stuck down 100-foot mine shafts would suck in the middle of Arizona desert in the summertime.
God, I wonder if it was like hot or...
At a certain point, you're just praying for death, right?
Yeah,
you're like, please kill me.
Like, well, at least I'm in the shade.
I just, you know, I've panned for gold like you're talking about. I've done the whole thing, but I've never gone alone.
I don't know how to find gold, really, except for panning, but... Well, I wasn't successful at that, so.
There is a trick to it, actually. I'll have to tell you about it off the air.
Yeah.
It's, beef. It's what's for dinner.
It's called buying gold bullion.
Yeah, it's called buying gold. It's buying a proven plot of land that's producing gold and then mine it yourself. Yeah. No, I don't know, you know. But I wouldn't necessarily be out there in the middle of the hinterlands on your own doing that. You're pretty ballsy, man.
Yeah, he's trespassing, so he's probably trying to do it incognito. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not so much, because then he had to yell for...
Help.
Help. Yeah.
Now his little plan's over. Anyway, it is our time. We are done.
It is our time.
What, are you going to go play some golf?
Yeah, probably.
God.
It's Friday. I don't have to work for the rest of the day. So.
You got to get down on Friday.
Yeah.
Rebecca
and
Black.
And it's a nice day.
I heard her on the radio recently. She sounds like a very well-adjusted, nice adult human being.
Yeah, she's probably a trust fund kid.
No, she made her money off that song.
She made her millions off of Friday.
And you gotta get down on Friday.
Didn't she do like next Friday or Friday after next?
I think it was Saturday.
Saturday.
Because it was Friday, then Saturday.
Oh, did you see the Sunday one?
You go to church.
It's a new girl, Sunday, and it's talking about going to church.
On Sunday.
Yeah, you should see it. It's fun.
Oh, these things are great. I love it. Anyway, you've been listening to the Richter Scale. We'll talk to you next time. I'm Jason Richter. With me, as always, Mr. Justin Burford. Talk to you soon.
We're out.
Bye.